Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's rock comedian and huge KISS fan Don Jameson, and you're listening to the number one ranked KISS podcast, the Shout It Out Loud cast. Shout It Out Loud cast. Shout it out loud with Tom and Zeus.
Oh boy. Here we go. Oi.
This is Gene Simmons.
Put that cookie down.
Kiss.
Stop pressing the button.
Star Roger Simmons.
Star?
Paul Stanley.
Is that what he does?
Stop shouting.
Tiny Ace Frail.
He's not what you would call a handsome man.
Is that a positive thing? Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna grab me an ice cold mellow alcohol.
Why? Why do that to the fan?
Stop it.
Why?
Because fuck them.
What
are you talking about? 617-525-0.
You do? Hey, fuck them.
Do you like
Kiss? Settle down.
Hello. Hey, what's up there, Kiss Army? Tom and Zeus with another episode of Shout It Out Loudcast, episode 215, called Kiss Ultimate Madness Preview. That time of year.
I can't believe we're here again. It's this every year we do this, like, holy crap. We're doing it again. And we're gonna get into all the details. This is gonna be, we're calling it Ultimate for a reason, and you'll figure out why when we get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're gonna try to be happy today.
We. Yay, Kiss! Woohoo! Kiss! End of the road! Yay!
Yes. No more ranting. We're trying to stay positive.
That's a lie. The positivity will last for a few minutes.
We'll see how it goes. But we are happy that you can join us. Today is positivity episode.
I'm very happy to be here.
We really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Yes. And so last week we did a episode on the Howard Stern interview with Kiss.
Yep.
It was a fun episode. Yay. So let's look back on that episode. But before we do, let's say hi to our friend Tony.
Let's say hi to our good friend Tony from ABCPA Inc. Hey, Loudcasters. Hey, guys. ABCPA Inc. is an accounting firm located in the suburbs of Chicago that can assist you with all of your accounting and tax needs. For business, they offer bookkeeping, financial statements, payroll processing, payroll tax returns, sales tax returns, filing federal and state income tax returns, and help with starting your own business. For individuals, they offer help with sole proprietorships, rental real estate, trust and estate tax returns, and filing personal federal and state income tax returns. They have access to all 50 states, so whether you live in...
Let's go with Connecticut.
Or...
Hawaii.
ABCPA Inc. can prepare an e-file on your behalf. Did you know Kiss Army? If you own a business with employees and have had a 20% reduction of revenue than you did in 2019 due to COVID or state mandated shutdowns, you might be entitled to additional tax credits.
Excuse me, COVID hurt me in 2019. Can I get some additional tax credits because I'm kind of broke these days?
I'm glad you asked about that, Ace, because I'm going to give you the contact information.
Fantastic. A towel.
Follow them on Facebook and LinkedIn. Tony does not do MySpace. Okay. Visit him on his website at abcpainc.com. That's abcpainc.com, or email him at tony@abcpainc.com. That's tony@abcpainc.com. Call him at 708-430-3232. That is 708-430-3232. And mention Shout It Out Loudcast to get 10% off any of your tax preparation work that Tony and his crew will do for you. Tony's the best. Call him today.
Yeah, ABCPA Inc.
Woohoo! All right.
Wait. Someone has a question again.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
If I send you a copy of an acoustic version of Return of the Space Bear, will you give me 10% off my taxes?
That's going to be a question for Tony to answer. We can't advocate for Tony's business practices right now.
What if I put on the B-side Pursuit of Rock and Roll?
Actually, Tony just checked in. He just sent us a message. If you can get us a copy of The Acorn is Spinning, he will give you 10% off.
If you don't send him those copies, you right. get 10% off. It's regular price. If you send him the version of Ace Frehley singing Good Times, Bad Times live.
God almighty, poor Ace.
The days of my youth.
Speaking of Ace, he's involved in our poll question this week, which is...
I am?
You'll stick around, Ace. Which of these is most likely to happen for the final end of the road shows? Bruce Kulick and his band open up. Peter shows up and sings Beth. Ace shows up and sings Shock Me. Or nothing happens. It's just a regular show.
You know what I voted for, Tom?
Go ahead.
I voted for Peter. I think he's going to show up.
Okay. Well,
I think he'll do Beth at least. I think he will definitely come. They'll pay him just to come and sing Beth. I think Peter's ego doesn't give a fuck. I think he really cares about the fans. He wants to do this one more time in Madison Square Garden. That's my opinion. So.
Okay. Well, the good news is that came in last place in the poll. That got 5.5% of the votes.
I think that's one vote, me.
The winner of the poll by a landslide at 71% was that Kiss will do nothing and it'll be a regular show.
Yeah.
16% think Bruce and his band. Ace singing Shock Me shows up at 7%, and then Peter comes in last.
Ace coming to sing Shock Me by itself, you got a better chance of him playing Bronx Boy than doing fucking Shock Me.
It's a great call. It's a really hit song. I put a lot of time into that one.
Chuck Berry. That's the new You Wanted the Best line. You guys got to hear that song.
Oh, God. Let's get a couple comments here. Our buddy John Rostano says Al Pacino said it best in The Godfather to Senator Pat Geary. Nothing. And he does the gif of, you can have my answer now. My offer is this. Nothing.
Which is why that number one pick is definitely going to win. Because as we said in our ANC episode of Rage Against the Machine, you'll settle for nothing now. And you'll settle for nothing later. Because all the Kissards are still going to do it. Yes, right. We're included. We're still going.
Of course.
And nothing's going to change.
Yep. Yep. Matt Vicente says it's going to be the painter. There'll be no special guests. Oh, God. I don't even want to get into who's going to open for them.
I'd rather have no opening than the painter, because the painter's an insult.
I agree. Kiss Man. He's a diehard. He comments a lot with our stuff. He's a huge Kiss fan, of course. I wish Bruce's band would open, but more likely is Bruce being there for a song or two from his era. Kiss won't need any gimmicks to help them sell out those shows, and Bruce is the only former member who wouldn't demand a check just to be present to celebrate the final show. Ooh, so he thinks Bruce may get on stage and actually perform with them. Wow.
Yeah, I think we read, I think that, what do you call it? It's going to be performing that day, though. Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah, maybe Grand Funk Railroad will open up for Kiss. I don't know. Let's see a couple more comments here from Twitter before we go in on it. Oh, our favorite, one of our favorite friends, our girl Amber, also known as Amber Fiber Magic Queen. She says, I'm looking forward to this one. I'm just listening. I'm 13 minutes into the rant and I love it. The weekly rants keep me sane. And I responded to that and said, yeah, they keep us sane too at times. But yeah, we love Amber. Great stuff.
No rants this week, Tom.
No, no rant. No, we love everybody this week.
This week we love everyone.
Well, let's wrap up Twitter with this one. This one is from Paul. Oh God, I want to pronounce his last name the right way, because if I don't, it's going to sound like a different word. His last name is Paul Bucacci.
Bucacci.
I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm Italian too, Paul, so hopefully that's right. He says, disappointing interview. Paul shitting on Ace and Peter while forgetting how they brought the band back to life in 96. And Howard not mentioning Doc, admitting that Paul sings to tracks. Awful. Yeah, it's awful, but Howard's never going to do that. His interviews are never confrontational. I have a bigger problem with the fact that Howard never asked one single question about Peter and Ace or Bruce and be like, hey, you're going to do anything special or anything planned? Like, didn't even bring that up. So that disappointed me more than anything. But anyways, that's Twitter.
On the Book of Face, Graham Richley, thanks for the great review, guys. One thing that struck me from your analysis was that I would hate to be in the band with Paul, but I'm so glad he is in my band, Kiss. It is a pain in the ass demanding perfection in his sensitivity to criticism that has set the bar high and given us such fantastic output for so many years. I do feel sorry for Tommy and Eric, but they know it's all a game, as most businesses, that the real work gets done out of the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Ryan, Michael, Scott, Spencer, Cook, Sarah, Jessica Parker, Rodham Clinton. I always enjoy Kiss being on TV, radio, wherever, even if they talk about the same stuff. And Paul is sometimes unbearable. It's just cool to see them in the public eye. Fans should stop bitching so much, even though sometimes it's warranted, and appreciate what is happening. Kiss is at the forefront of music again, and for presumably the last time. They're in their 70s, for fuck's sakes. Them still doing this is amazing enough. It's so awesome. TNZ and many other shoutcasters, I don't know who they are going to these last shows. Can't wait to hear about them in the reviews. Great episode. And more Bernie Sanders impressions, please.
That is a ridiculous request. I cannot perform on call. We will get into more of the end of the road discussion, but right now it's positivity, and everybody knows when I get on the microphone, all I do is I bitch and I moan.
You're not going to hear the Mr. Speed. You're not going to hear any of the deep cuts. You're going to get what you want, because you'll settle for nothing now, and you'll settle for nothing later.
Oh, I would like to hear Bernie Sanders doing Rage Against the Machine cover song. Fuck you. I will not do what you told me. It's not going to happen. No.
You got the fake Ace. You got the Eater Chris on the drums. You got half the band. It's a cover band, and we're not going to take it.
All right.
Over on Loudcasters, Thomas. Paul Heider. Man, that intro. Bob Ross has got nothing on Prozac, Zeus, and Tom. I found it both soothing and strangely arousing.
Oh, boy. Yikes. Settle down, Paul.
Kelly Jem Blair. Great episode, guys. Howard Stern. Gene, did you ever consider channeling your life events into your songwriting? Gene. Yes. The song Not for the Innocent reminded me of my father. I wrote Mongoloid Man for Peter Chris's brother, Jesus who Christ. Was drunk and puked on the record executive in our loft in 1973. On our Instagram page, Radio Chaos. Great episode. It blatantly obvious that they are running tracks during the Detroit Rock City on Howard Stern interview.
Ooh, really?
From the otherwise unnecessary count-in from Eric Singer. Paul has been counting in Gene for 40 years to the exact phrasing to every other road of end of the road show to the way Paul is performing. There's no way he is getting that vocal projection from the way he's holding himself during the performance. I don't care either way. I only bring it up because it was mentioned that they were not lip syncing on Howard Stern. That, and at this point, I think it's bemusing how they keep trying to avoid telling the truth about it. I guess I just hate hypocrisy. Keep up the great work, mates. I don't know. I saw it. I didn't think he was lip singing. I don't even care if he wasn't. The fact that I don't know proves to me that I don't give a shit.
I never thought for one second that he was lip syncing on the on Howard's show. Never. But everybody's got their own views and thoughts and what he did. It's okay.
Yeah. Over on our YouTube page, David Joseph, brilliant podcast, brutal but honest. Well done.
Thank you.
Commonwealth says Paul was lip syncing on the show. All right, there's another.
Come on. Yeah.
Then there are some other good ones from Nige and Patton and Patrick, but I'll let you guys take a look at them. Tom, over to you, buddy.
All right, let's bang through a couple emails here. We've got a quick one here from our buddy Mike Grimes from Nashville, Tennessee, the basement and Grimey's new and pre-loved music. He says, there is zero chance I would be considering the cruise if it weren't for your podcast. Okay, well, please, you got to go. We're definitely going whenever the hell it's announced. So we're going. We got one from our buddy AJ White. I am definitely opposed to any band playing to tracks. I've seen Kiss 37 times and stuck with them through thick and thin since I was 5 years old. Nine of those shows were post-reunion, so I gave every era its fair shake. Something Tom said in this episode and Eddie Trunk said in an email to SIOL is that Kiss is a spectacle that people go to see for entertainment, to show their kids what they loved growing up, bombs, fire, blood, etc. First show I brought my kids to was in 2013 as they played a venue 10 minutes from my home in Guilford, New Hampshire. That's the first time I noticed Paul's voice failing badly live. Either way, we had a blast, and it was such a joy being able to show my twin daughters, who were both in full makeup, what a live Kiss show was all about. I guess what I'm trying to say is that although I feel tracks are wrong, if there's any band that can get away with it, it's a band that is a visual spectacle. As far as any other rock and roll band goes, play live or don't play at all. I no longer pay to go, but that is my vote only, and I only wish that anybody that does go to have an amazing time. Just my opinion. Although I will say that Paul Stanley himself at one point did explain that there is no fire or bombs in the records. Now, you did say that. Amazing episode as always with lots of laughs. Please keep it up and please don't banish me. LOL. AJ, we would never, ever banish you. Come on, buddy. Thank you. Our buddy Jim Riley. I'm sorry. Let me correct that. Shout it out Loudcast Hall of Famer Jim Riley. Bravo Bernie Sanders impression. Better than Arnold. I don't know about that, but thank you. Good for Paul to recognize Eric's situation. Paul can be very interesting sometimes, and I think we've all been there. That was over 30 years ago. We are huge Kiss fans, but never lived the life of being in a band. Many positives and also some tough times. Kiss is forever, and we are one. All right, Jim, you have been kicked out of the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame for referencing We Are One in an email. Last one here comes from Neil Hansen. And I want to clarify that a lot of these are coming from our website, which we love because then we get them sent to us in the form of an email. So these are great. So this is from Neil Hansen. The Ace taxes and cassette box stuff was gold, Jerry. Gold. You guys need to do an entire episode, both doing your Ace impression. Oh, my God. Somebody asked about that before. Tom, you were right. The song selection in the Ace box set is terrible. I'm a longtime member of the Ace cult and will definitely not be buying it. As for Stern, you said something about him not being very knowledgeable about the band. I watched a Stern interview from 1993 where Gene and Paul were promoting Alive 3. Stern came off completely clueless about the band. It was like someone from Entertainment Tonight was interviewing them. It was pretty embarrassing. Keep up the great work. That's Neil Hansen. Thank you, Neil. And that's what we got for emails this week.
Yeah, I think Stern used to shit on Kiss, like kind of mock them a lot.
Of course he, yeah, of course he did.
He's so like, it's kind of a strange thing that they used him to, you know.
Well, that was something. Yeah, that was something real quick before we finish up. That was something real quick. I don't know if we talked about this, but why the fuck did they go on Howard Stern?
Yeah, they should have done like
either
the Tonight Show,
yeah,
or like a Good Morning America, or
just
something
real,
like that.
Real, just a. I mean, I know it's New York, but like you said, Howard's not a Kiss fan.
Yeah,
weird choice. But anyways, what do you got?
So finally, Tom, I want to read this DM we got on Facebook. It's from Ruben Mosqueda.
Okay.
Hey guys, Bruce Kulick, grab your pancake mix. We're going flapjacking.
God.
I'm a reformed Kiss-tard. Who is rediscovering the greatness. So some eras of the band. I really dig your podcast and the unbiased takes of all things Kiss and then some. I love Ace Frehley impersonations and Ace Cult talk. It's hysterical. Keep up the excellent work. Ruben Mosqueda from Oregon. Ruben, thank you for those kind comments and for sending us that DM. You, my friend, are comment of the week.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Yeah, Ruben. Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, much appreciated, buddy. Tom, what we like to do next is we like to give a shout out to our Patreon family. Patreon is where people can come subscribe. They get some perks from us. They make a contribution to our show. There are four different tiers. Each tier has different levels of participation, of rewards, of perks, of gifts, you name it. We obviously have the Catman, the Spaceman, the Star Child, and the Demon. Our Patreon family has never been bigger. They are a huge reason for our show finding the success it has, and it's a huge reason why we keep growing. Their contributions help us out tremendously. We always say, if you want to help out the show, the best way to do so is become a Patreon subscriber. Go to our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com. You'll see the Patreon link. Click on that. Find one of the tiers that you like. Join, help the show, and be part of our awesome Patreon family. The Patreons have helped us in different manners, whether it's through financial contributions or their help to the show, which like picking the album for the album review crew or like naming the brackets. We'll talk about that later.
We'll get into that later.
Other polls and stuff we do to help the show out. The Patreon family is a tight knit family. We're all part of it, and it's a ton of fun. If you're interested and you hear us talk about it, just sit back and go, you know what? I'm going to join these guys and have some fun. It's well worth it. So everybody that's in our Patreon family, thank you so much for your help. And those that aren't there yet, but thinking about it, come join the fun. Patreons, where it's at. Shout out Loudcast.
Yep. You guys are the best. We love you guys so much for everything you do. We're so grateful for the support that you give us, regardless of what level, doesn't matter. The family keeps growing and we have so much fun with all the contributions that you guys do, whether it's this year's brackets, things and ARC picks and everything else. It's just a ton of fun. So please, thank you to everybody that's part of the family. And if you're interested and have not yet joined, please check us out.
Yeah, Tom. So what we do is we go over and see what's up in Kiss World. Not much going on.
Nope. Our buddy Gene Simmons from Kiss is hawking another major event. This time it's spending the time with him at Electric Lady Studios in New York. He's got his Vegas weekend experience. He's got the thing over at Abbey Road. And he announced he's doing this one at Electric Lady Studios, which is right after the two final shows at Madison Square Garden. So, look, I'll give him credit. He's getting creative. I mean, obviously the prices for a lot of these things are insane, but we're not going to get into that. If you can afford it, do it. But at least these events are, at least these events are, they're just that. They're events. They're
unique.
Right. They're unique memories that you can have. It's not just like you meet him and buy a guitar and go home. Like you're going to go to Electric Lady Studios and experience that. That's pretty fucking awesome. So,
yeah, if you look at it, though, he is such a hardworking man. You were just doing your last tour.
Yep.
Concerts. We're saying the last. Just play along with us, folks, would you? And then right after, it's like, I'm in New York. How can I market that time? Dude,
true.
You're 7 years old. Go get a fucking massage. Go relax. No, I can make a couple bucks talking to you, the fans.
Exactly.
And he's got that. He's got his Abbey Studios. Write a song with me that can compete with anything on the White Album from the Beatles.
Yeah, well, look, Zeus and I are going to go and we're going to see if we can do an acoustic version of My Uncle is a Raft and have it released.
Stanley the Parrot. This one is an unplugged set, includes Mongoloid Man.
We're going to see if we can get a good version of Lita.
So he's doing these events. I will give him credit.
Yeah.
I said to you, Tom, I think these are like the Kiss Cruise events,
mm-hmm.
where you're getting less and less and the money's going up and up. Now, it depends. Yeah. Like the first event of the evening with Gene Simmons was a 2-day affair.
Right.
And then it's like a 1-day affair, but a little bit more. You'll be getting something from my own private collection. What do we got left? You got some half Chips Ahoy cookies left in this jar, Gene.
Translation, Gene's going to clean out his junk drawer and give all of you a fucking ball of lint from his winter coat.
Here's some paper clips left over from the Crazy Nights tour.
That's ultimately what it is. But at least they're creative. That, like I said, at least it's not like sit down with Gene for 10 minutes. It's like, you know, these are these are interesting, unique events.
Shannon's like, Gene, we're moving to Canada. Clean out those shit. Hold on. That's why I've got the Kiss Tards. Give me a weekend. I'll get all this shit out.
As soon as he moves to Canada, spend the weekend with Gene. Go on a toboggan tour ride of the friggin' Vancouver countryside.
You'll get stuff from my exclusive closet. Here's a lint brush.
Shovel snow with me and Sharon for $5,000.
Pick up my dog poop with me. Yes. God bless him, though.
I love Gene. The fucking guy's the best.
Greed Simmons.
Oh, come on. Who? I am?
Oh, Jesus.
I love him.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. Not much really going on, right? I'm not hearing much. Paul's been pushing his Evan shit out there.
Yeah, keep pushing it.
Yeah, maybe it's after those interviews. He was like, well, are you opening doors to your son? Well, I don't, like, I just, you know, I promote him. So you are.
Right.
Remember
the
that?
Other thing the other thing I'm seeing, too, it's not necessarily, it's Kiss related. It's Kiss fan related. All of a sudden, people like hawking their tickets on Facebook. Like, oh, my favorite one. Oh, now explain this to me how you can do this. Okay. I could see if when you're in the rush of buying tickets, the excitement, maybe you buy like the wrong night. You know, you buy night one instead of night two. Some guy was trying to tell us in his Facebook post, guys, I got two tickets to a show in Canada. I don't know if it's Vancouver or whatever. He's like, I accidentally bought them when I was trying to buy tickets to Knoxville, Tennessee. How do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you fuck up the country where you're buying your tickets?
Some people are getting creative. What about the guy that's putting up his stuff as a raffle?
I'll be honest with you. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's semi-creative. I mean, it's something
not ripping anybody off. Hey, for $50, I might get the tickets.
Exactly. Right. Right. Yeah. No. I that is unique. I actually kind of thought that was kind of interesting. I don't have a problem with that.
Just everybody needs to relax, and it's back to we're not going to go on a rant here.
No.
Everybody's just so busy worrying about what other people are doing, how much money they're spending on. Oh, they're not going to spend money. I'd rather go than fucking do it.
Yep.
Nobody cares. I shouldn't care that you spent, I don't know, $5,000 to go see Dangerous Toys front row at your bowling-drome.
If that's what you want to do with your money, exactly. Have a fucking blast.
And if you shouldn't care that somebody spent all this money to do a fucking song with Gene Simmons at Abbey Studios.
Right.
If he's getting it, it's not stupid.
Right.
So, need to fucking calm down with all this stuff and all the bitching and moaning about tickets. Who gives a fuck? Just have fun, man.
I agree. It's going to be a long fucking 9 months to these final shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be
rough. We're going to have fun documenting it.
Oh, absolutely. We will. Yes.
Yeah. And so before we get to our main subject today, why don't you give me a second and see what I can do about getting some comp tickets for the show?
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Yeah, I know you were trying to get Ace some tickets, but Ace is now, he's moved from cassettes to 45s. He's putting a box set together. He said, guys, I know it's kind of an antiquated format, but I'm really seeing people talking about those old reel-to-reel sets that you used to listen to. What do you think about that? So I think we're going to advise him to stay away from that.
And I'll throw in a pair of autographed socks with it, too.
Oh, God. Poor Ace. Poor Ace.
God damn it. Well, Tom, it's that time of year.
It is.
We do this every year since we started a March Madness tournament.
Yep.
It seems nowadays everybody's doing them.
Mm-hmm.
We started this way long ago, and now it's become a little bit popular, and different artists, different ideas, different things. God bless them. We're sticking to our KISS Madness tournament, and this time we're calling it the hashtag Ultimate KISS Madness. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So this year, what we did was we took a look at the first two tournaments, which was Makeup Madness and Non-Makeup Madness. And with the help of Patreon people and, you know, primarily Zeus and myself, we put together a 64 song bracket combining what we think is the best of the best makeup songs, the best non-makeup songs, winner take all for the ultimate KISS song. Now, we're not dumb. We can obviously predict what we think is going to win. But the fun of this, are those early rounds with some great matchups. And like we do every year with our preview, we break down each bracket. We talk about what we think will win, some sleepers, if there's any chance of an upset, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so one of the things we want everyone to understand is we didn't just put in the songs that we thought should be in there because we like them.
Exactly. That's correct. Yep.
We picked by what we think the consensus KISS army would want.
And we looked at past brackets, too, and see how which songs kind of advanced and be like, OK, that song should be in this tournament because they had a good showing, you know, last time or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah. So there are songs that we think should have been in there because we like them, but we didn't put them in there because we don't think the KISS army would call that number like 64 or less. So.
Yeah, and I think in this tournament, I think for the first time in all the tournaments, whether it was the album madness or whether it was non-makeup madness or whatever you want to call it, I really don't think that there are any. I mean, even for me personally, even the ones versus the 16s are good matchups.
Yeah.
So that's why I think this bracket is going to be a ton of fun. And we're going to get into it. And what's going to happen is, if you're new to this, this stuff will be all on our website. We're in the process of updating our website to move from the 2022 March Madness into the 2023. We'll keep you guys posted on that when the website is all updated with everything, where you can access the bracket, et cetera. And then we want everybody to participate. So.
Yeah. And this year we're going to be a little bit strict on it. Tom cannot go search the internet on Instagram and Twitter and see your bracket. You need to email it to us. Is the only way that you would be able to become the winner of the tournament. And so it's shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com, shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. Take a screenshot of it. It's got to be clear. Make sure you're following bracket rules. If you don't understand what bracket rules are, look it up, people. It's the same thing as the college basketball tournament. There's going to be a bracket. There are 64 teams. Yep. There are four sides. Okay. So each side will have 1 through 16. They break down to the point where you have the final two, which will battle for the final. The scoring will be explained.
On the website. Yep.
On the website. And so you'll understand how this works. And our tournament is sponsored this year by our sponsor, abcpainc.com. That's the tax man, Tony Barone. And ABCPA Inc. is sponsoring this year's tournament. So make sure you check them out and support them. And we will have a prize at the end. It'll be some Shout It Out Loudcast gear and a little more. You will see. We'll announce it when the brackets come out.
Yep. Okay. And as far as submitting official brackets via email, yes. Now, if we encourage people to have that social media discussion, if you want to take a snapshot of it, post it on your Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you can, you know, use the hashtag and have a discussion and people can shit on your picks, or that's great. But that's not an official submission. Okay. If you want to have your bracket count towards the prize, you got to email it to us. It's easier for us because we get a lot of these, and trying to go through Instagram and Facebook, it gets overwhelming. This tournament grows every year big enough where we want to make sure that we can give everybody the attention for their brackets and score them and announce a winner. So email is going to be the official submission place for that.
Yes. And the hashtag we're using is #UltimateKissMadness.
And you'll see that that's on the bracket. When you go to our website and this episode, when this episode drops, we will post a picture of the bracket. You'll have all the instructions on it. You can use that one that we'll be posting on social media to print out and submit. Or once our website is officially updated with all the tournament stuff, you can use that as well. So we make it easy for you guys.
Absolutely. So with that being said, let's look at the brackets. So the brackets are named by the four original members, Gene, Paul, Peter, Ace.
And we will get into a little bit later on in the episode about our Patreon lovelies trying to help us and why we went with the OGs of 50 years of Kiss, the original four.
So we always break down the top left.
Yep. The Gene top, bracket.
Yep. We're starting with the Gene bracket. So number one versus number 16, Deuce versus Thou Shall Not, Tom.
Look, I love Deuce is one of my all time favorite songs, but Thou Shalt Not is one of my all time favorite Gene deep cuts. I mean, maybe I'll vote for Thou Shalt Not just because I know it has no chance and I don't want it to be shut out. Because in the past, we were very close. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago to having 100% to zero on one of our polls. And as usual in the past, the polls will go up and they'll last for 48 hours. And we'll post them like by bracket. And we usually give a little bit of a day or two in between rounds. And you guys will pay attention. You follow us, so you'll know what's going on. And the polls are only available on Twitter. We will post them also on the website, but they will be Twitter links. So if you want to create a Twitter account just for the tournament, that's great. You can do that.
Yeah. So we appreciate if you guys will, obviously during the intervals that you're posting up, trash talking, yelling at people's picks, having fun with this.
Yep.
Number 8 versus number 9. I want you versus Plaster Caster, Tom.
Yeah, it's an easy one for me.
Is it?
That's Plaster Caster. Oh, yeah. That's not even close.
It might be the same for me, but I think 8's going to squeeze this out, even though that's not what I think.
I think you're right. I think people love that, you know, the guitar solo and, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah.
And they love the scent that comes out of people when they hear I Want You.
Pew! Oof.
Ripping one. Then we got number 5 versus 12, Shock Me versus Reason to Live. Very different songs.
Yeah, it should be Shock Me versus Reason to Die, because that song will get destroyed by Shock Me.
By the Ace Cult.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a rare bad matchup, but there are people out there that love Reason to Live. So I don't know. We'll see.
Why the fuck are you putting that horrible song up against my legendary track?
It's true.
Then number 4. Beth versus 13, Take Me. I will not be shocked if Take Me beats it.
Oh, Take Me will win. The only X factor here,
girls,
is if we get a ton of retweets, which we encourage and we love, and then you get the quote unquote casual fan who doesn't know what Take Me is, and they know Beth, and they just instinctively vote for Beth. That's good. Other than that, Beth should get wiped off the map by Take
Me. So we will also not be putting in the seed numbers on the polls, because we feel that people just get lazy when they see that.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes. And they will be on the brackets, obviously, but not on the online polls.
Yeah, the psychological impact of having those seeding numbers sometimes sways the votes. People like, I got to vote for the 4 over the 13, even though I think 13's better. We learned this a few years ago, by not putting the seed numbers on the Twitter polls, it affects the voting.
Yeah. So number 6, I Was Made for Loving You versus number 11, Let's Put the X in Sex.
Oh. I'm telling you right now, here's a perfect example of how I don't know what's going to happen with this tournament with these early rounds, because huge groups of people love both of these songs for different reasons. I know you love Let's Put the X in Sex.
Yeah,
so that's why I think
I'm alone on that, though.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of people hate, you know, Disco Kiss. I don't know. That's going to be a good one. But for me.
Yeah, but if you hate Disco Kiss, you hate Let's Put the X in Sex. That's why.
Maybe. Perhaps.
All right. Number 3. Black Diamond versus number 14, Domino.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason this is a 3 versus a 14. I mean, I love Domino, but come on. Black Diamond should almost be a number 1 seed.
Yeah. Let Me Go Rock and Roll number 7 versus Turn on the Night 10.
Well, let's see. Turn on the Night we both love, and Let Me Go Rock and Roll is terrible. So, I don't know.
Let Me Go Rock and Roll did get past a couple rounds last time.
This is one of those matchups I think is going to be very interesting. People like us, we love Crazy Nights, we love 80s Kiss, but that's a classic hotter than hell track with a classic, you know, guitar solo. I don't know.
Unholy number 2 versus Rise to It 15, a beatdown.
Come on, I love Rise to It, but give me a break. Unholy was actually a number 1 seed when we did non-makeup madness. So,
all right, Tom, who do you see coming out of this? I see this boiling down to like Deuce versus Shock Me, Black Diamond versus Unholy, and then Deuce, Black Diamond. And I'll go with the upset, Black Diamond.
I don't know, man. This is why I'm really looking forward to this tournament. I think Unholy is going to... The matchup I'm looking at is Black Diamond versus Unholy, because you have
Who do you got?
Because you have the beginning of the career of Kiss, and then you have near the, you know, before the reunion. So I love them both.
Return of the Demon. People love Unholy.
That's right. That's right. Deuce, I think actually, even though Deuce is a number 1 seed, I think Deuce might be very vulnerable in this bracket. And when I say vulnerable, it could lose early. I mean, it's going to win the first round. It's going to beat Thou Shalt Not.
Coming out of this round?
Who do I have advancing to the final 4?
Yeah.
Black Diamond.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to the Paul bracket.
Okay.
Number 1, Tears of Fallen versus Nowhere to Run 16. I know what I'm picking.
Dude, that's the best 16 seed in the history of 16 seeds.
and it's going to get its ass kicked too.
I don't know. Tears of Falling won the non-makeup madness that was the champion of that tournament.
Yeah. So but it's got a lot of fatigue. So we'll
see. It does. It does.
Number 8, War Machine versus She.
Great
matchup.
That's
a tough one.
It's a great Gene matchup right there.
No idea.
Coin flip. Yep.
Number 5, Calling Dr. Love versus All Night.
I mean, on paper, you think it should be a beatdown, but I'm telling people love that 80s Asylum stuff.
And not that many.
I don't think so either, but that's going to be a good one.
Number 4, Shout It Out Loud versus Take It Off. I have Take It Off by 5,000 miles.
Me
but
too.
It's going to get its ass kicked.
I get Take It Off winning that one. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to lose to Shout It Out Loud.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep.
Then there is number 6, Parasite versus number 11, All Hells. I'm taking All Hells all day, but that's going to get its ass kicked too.
Great matchup. Absolutely love both songs, but Parasite as a 6 seed, that's almost too low, but that's how good this tournament is that Parasite's at a 6.
Come On and Love Me versus Hard Luck Woman. Come On and Love Me's 3, Hard Luck Woman 14.
This should be a 100-0 in the when we put the poll. I don't want to meet the person who's picking Hard Luck Woman over Come On and Love Me.
People like that Peter Chris Ballard shit, I'm telling you.
Ah.
All right. Number 7, King of the Nighttime World versus Hotter Than Hell. King better win it. King!
Dude, the fact that King of the Nighttime World is a 7, dude, it's polls like this that make me nervous. Hotter Than Hell is a terrible Kiss song.
I love the breakdown.
I do too, but I love... We talked about this
and then
on
the gong.
Boom. Yeah. We talked about this on our live versus studio episode with Joey Quesada.
Oh, I got to come in the music.
No, you don't. Fuck him. The live version of Hotter Than Hell is great, but we are in. Yeah, let's clarify here, people. Try to vote thinking of the studio versions of these songs, but whatever. You do your thing. Hotter Than Hell is terrible.
Yeah, it's King of the Nighttime World is so good, both versions.
Yeah.
I love the song. We'll see what happens on that one. And then number 2, Strutter versus Making Love 15.
Dude, this is a great. Making Love is a 15. I mean, oof. That's solo, that's rock and roll over, but Strutter, I know this fatigue, I absolutely love Strutter. Okay. We should have put Strutter 78 in here.
Yeah, so here's how I look at it. I call that matchup the Sunny matchup. 2 overrated meh Kiss songs.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of Making Love. I like the live version and I like the solo, but the song itself, I do not like. Strutter, I've always loved
tempo. Okay, you know.
Yeah. I got you.
All right. Who's coming out of this? I see, you know, not what I would want, but I would see Dr. Love and Shout It Out Loud. It's going to be a real battle. And whoever wins that will go up against Tears of Fallen. And underneath, Come On and Love Me and Strutter will battle it out. Let me go out on a limb and I'll say Come On and Love Me comes out of this as a surprise one.
I think you're going to see some lower, quote unquote, lower seeds here. Look, Zeus and I are we're not fools here to think that some of these makeup songs have a chance. They might go far, but I think that's the unique thing about this tournament here. I think the matchup I'm looking forward to, if it happens, is Calling Dr. Love versus Come On and Love Me. That's what I think is going to come out of it, but I think Come On and Love Me as a 3 seed is going to come out of that. So for me, that would be a 3 seed Black Diamond versus a 3 seed Come On and Love Me facing off each other in the final 4 on that side.
I'd like to pose this as a question.
Okay.
Is Shout It Out Loud a top 5 Kiss song?
For whom? Not for me. Never has been.
For people that like, oh, Kiss? Shout It Out Loud. Is that a top 5? For the generic Kiss person out there that knows, that heard of Kiss, or anybody going to their concert, Shout It Out Loud has to be a top 5 well-known Kiss song, right? And I don't like it. I mean, I don't mind it, but if you ask the generic consumer out there, not Kissed Hard or anything like that, they would recognize Shout It Out Loud as a top five Kiss song.
Yeah.
Right? So anything beating that would be a surprise, because these things tend to go to the generic person in music, not the extreme Kissed Hard.
Put it this way. I just looked on Spotify real quick. Shout It Out Loud is not a top 10. When you look at the most popular, it's not in the top 10 of most popular Kiss songs on Spotify.
That's surprising, but I think it's top five for them. Like if you go to classic radio, if they're playing Kiss songs, they're playing Love Gun, Detroit Rock City, Rock and Roll All Night, fucking Shout It Out Loud, and maybe Cold Gin.
I think you're right.
Or maybe Lick It Up.
Yeah, but I don't know how Shout It Out Loud is going to get past Calling Dr. Love. And if it does, I don't know how it's going to get past.
I think it'll pass that. I just think I'm not sure it's going to get past Come On and Love Me.
It will not.
Yeah. No, so will. We'll see. That's a fun bracket. I also think the Gene bracket is much tougher.
Yeah, there's always one bracket that's kind of a little bit of a dud. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It always happens. But
it's not easy coming up with these brackets, numbering the songs, and then figuring out
the matchups.
Switch it up.
That's right.
So you're not having one bracket that's got all makeup and one non-makeup and things like that, or all Ace and Peter songs versus all Gene. Like, you got to mix it up.
Yep. Yep.
So now we go over to the Peter bracket. Number one, Detroit Rock City versus 16, one of Tom's favorite, Charisma.
I'm not going to try to convince anybody that Charisma is better than Detroit Rock City, but Charisma has a very, very special place with me, as I got Dynasty when I came out when I was 6 years old. I love Gene. I love Charisma. Detroit Rock City, Fatigue. I'll probably vote for Charisma just because it means something to me and just because I don't want to see it get shut out, but I'm not a fool to think that it's got a chance, but I've always loved Charisma. So
it's funny because we almost did a play-in. We had four other songs. We're like, should this be number 16? We're always like, they're going to get their ass kicked. So what's the point of doing the play-in?
Exactly.
So we just cut some other songs that people might, oh, where's this song? Well, you know what? There's 64 songs. What are we going to do?
Yep. Agreed.
Number 8, Christine 16. Number 9, Hide Your Heart.
Look, this is going to come down to, again, era preference. I mean, Hide Your Heart was a hit. It was a video. It was a popular song. I mean, it's on Hot in the Shade. I love it. But come on, Christine 16 is now.
If you think about it, Hide Your Heart's been played on the End of the Road, and Christine 16 has not.
That true.
Number 5, Cold Gin versus number 12, I Just Wanna.
No, come on. I'll let you take that one.
I Just Wanna. I'd pick that, but Cold Gin's going to win out of nostalgia.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, it's
I think you're right. I think you're right. But I Just Wanna is
a better
song. Is awesome. It is awesome. Yeah.
All right. The battle of the anthems, as Bruce Kulick would say, this is my era's anthem. Well, the real Kiss anthem is number 4, Rock and Roll Night, and number 13, God Gave Rock and Roll to You. What do you think?
Rock and Roll Night. Fatigue factor, but I love it.
So it's funny because Rock and Roll Night, I think, only won one round last time. So, yeah, it won one round. I think it beat, I don't know what it did in the first round. Then it lost to Making Love.
Which was like the shock of the century, I think.
Go figure, right? So, I don't know. The Bruce era anthem versus the regular anthem. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be a good one. Now, here we go. Woohoo.
Number 6, Mr. Speed. Number 11, Crazy Nights. So Tom and I had a real debate about this. I was kind of on the theory that Mr. Speed should be, because it's the most popular, easily recognizable deep cut by Kiss, and Kiss fans all love it. But never hit, not on compilations, nothing. The only thing it's on is the Speed soundtrack from the movie. Crazy Nights is huge in England. It had a video, was released as a single. It's been on a billion compilations. It was actually played on End of the Road. But I still feel Mr. Speed is, to the Kiss fans, a bigger song. Who knows? I don't know who's voting. If the generic music fan is out there, Crazy Nights wins this.
This reminds me of the Beth versus Take Me in the other side of the bracket there. You got a song that it's a bona fide hit. It's been played on tours. People love it, versus an amazing deep cut that is really not heard of that much. I think Mr. Speed should win. I fear it's going to lose badly.
Which would be a travesty.
Yep.
Number three, Forever versus number 14, Ladies Room.
I love Forever. Beautiful ballad, but Ladies Room is one of my all-time favorites. Both versions, live and studio. Absolutely love Ladies Room. And the fact that it's a 14 seed, oof. I mean, that having that type of song as a 14 seed is amazing to me.
Which goes back to Kiss isn't about just smoke bombs and fire and shit on stage. They actually have good songs.
Yep.
So let's go to number seven, I Love It Loud. Number 10, Nothing to Lose.
This is going to be another one. I Love It Loud. It's a fan favorite. They play it forever. Great video. The big hit. Nothing to Lose is like a mid-tier, I don't want to say deep cut. I mean, because it was on Alive and it was on Unplugged, but
they played it in a bunch of the original TV appearances.
Yep. Yep. I don't know. I think this is another one that could suffer from the common fan. I don't know.
Yeah. I just wonder where people's heads at. I mean, I Love It Loud has been beaten to death over the last 30 years.
Yeah. Agreed.
And Nothing to Lose is still a fucking kick-ass song. Sad that these two have to go up against each other. And then we end the bracket with Heaven's on Fire, number 2, and number 15, Got to Choose.
Got to Choose is not a good song. I mean, it should almost not even be in the goddamn tournament, but that's okay.
Heaven's on Fire wasn't.
Heaven's on Fire is legendary. Heaven's on Fire is probably the makeup song that has the best chance of advancing. A little bit, but looking at the bracket, I mean, it would potentially go up against the I Love It Loud and I don't know. Heaven's on Fire, I think, has a chance to really do some damage in this tournament.
I believe the Kiss Tards are going to drive me nuts and move Crazy Nights further than it ever should go. It's going to go up against Heaven's on Fire and win. And I believe on the other end, Cold Gin's going to go up against Detroit Rock City and get its ass kicked. Detroit Rock City is running away and making it to the Final Four.
I don't think anything's going to stop Detroit Rock City. I don't even know if there's anything that's even going to be competitive in this bracket for Detroit Rock City. I don't know if anything – there is nothing – I think that the best chance of even a slim competitive – is if it's Heaven's on Fire versus Detroit Rock City, because you're going to get those two factions of Kiss fans. But even then, I think DRC will roll.
Yeah, and it also goes back to, will the generic Kiss or music fan get into these polls, and then Rock and Roll Night surprises Detroit Rock City? Who knows?
Yeah, right. That's also.
Yep. Let's go to the final bracket, the ace bracket. Number one, Lick It Up versus 16 Creatures of the Night. I'm telling you, this is going to be a lot closer than you think.
Yeah, you said that. Now, Lick It Up made it to the championship against Tears of Fallen in the non-makeup madness. It made it all that way. Creatures of the Night? It's Creatures of the Night. I mean, this is if a 16 seed has a shot at winning, this is the 16 seed, I think.
Fatigue would Lick It Up. But I mean, as much as I say people like Creatures of the Night, though, I think they like the album, not so much the song.
You might be right. You might be right.
Here's a good Kiss battle. Number 8, Firehouse versus number 9, Do You Love Me?
Great battle. These are the battles that I'm looking forward to. To me, two classics, two songs I absolutely love and I still love. This is going to be a great one. And I'll be honest with you, coin flip for me. I don't know. Love them both.
Yeah, I hope Firehouse pulls it out, but I see Do You Love Me winning that one.
Could be.
Number 5, Rocket Ride versus number 12, Watching You.
Wait, what's at number 5?
She Wants a Rocket Ride.
I love Rocket Ride, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think two fucking awesome riffs.
I agree. Ace Cult will come out in full force in this one, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
But watching you live is incredible.
Yeah.
Again, we're going studio version, people.
Yeah, we can't enforce that. We're trying to encourage people to vote, but obviously there's no way to enforce that.
Number 4, God of Thunder versus 13, Who Wants to Be Lonely? It's God of Thunder all the way.
Okay, let me be the devil's advocate here. Yes, God of Thunder should crush it, but I'm telling you, that contingent of Asylum non-makeup 80s fans and some fatigue, but again, the common Kiss fan will push God of Thunder. It's probably gonna absolutely crush Who Wants to Be Lonely.
Yeah. Ooh. Number six, A Million to One versus its Lick It Up counterpart, Not for the Innocent.
I know. We got a Lick It Up matchup here. Ooh. Now, A Million to One has risen to the level of Mr. Speed.
Yep.
In terms of like the adoration that this song gets. And it's deservedly so. But Not for the Innocent. It's gonna depend on people's moods.
Best demon in non-makeup song.
Ooh, whoa, that's a statement.
Yep, and I know Unholy's that same, and I'm still saying that.
Okay, okay.
Number three, Love Gun versus 14, Lover All I Can.
Okay, this is one of those matchups that's gonna piss me off because I love Love Gun, but Lover All I Can is just legendary as a deep cut. Fantastic fucking song.
And it's gonna get its ass
kicked. It's gonna get destroyed. Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Number seven, Sure Know Something in 100,000 years. People, come on. What's the better song? It's not even close. Sure Know Something is a better song.
Please.
100,000 years.
Yeah, please, Kiss fans, don't disappoint us. Oh. Don't put 100,000 years through. Don't do it.
Number two, I Stole Your Love, 15, Fits Like a Glove.
Oh, yes, two of my favorites. I absolutely love them both, but come on. I Stole Your Love, fucking number one seed in my book.
So this is going to be a tough one. So I'm looking at the bottom. I will say I Stole Your Love will go up against Love Gun, and I Stole Your Love is going to beat it. Then you're going to get probably Lick It Up versus God of Thunder. I don't know, maybe God of Thunder versus I Stole Your Love. I Stole Your Love comes out.
I think if you're looking at a matchup, I think God of Thunder as a four seed is probably going to cruise. And I think it's got a shot against I Stole Your Love only because we keep talking about the common fan. God of Thunder is more well known. It's a live staple since it was on Destroyer, since Alive 2. And it's still played to this day. I Stole Your Love is... I mean, I don't need to tell you how much I love the song, but I think God of Thunder has a shot actually of coming out of that bracket as a four seed.
What I'm scared it's going to happen. It's going to be Deuce versus Shout It Out Loud versus Detroit Rock City versus Love Gun.
No, that will not happen. No, Shout It Out Loud is definitely not coming out of that Paul bracket.
It's just the same thing. Change the set list. What songs are you guys going to put in the poll? Yeah, I Love know. Gun, Detroit Rock City, Deuce, Rock and Roll All Night, Shout It
Out
Loud.
I know.
Well,
I know. I don't think
those
so.
Those are the brackets. This is always a lot of fun. It's always more fun when you guys get involved. So please fill out your bracket. The hashtag is Ultimate Kiss Madness. Email the bracket to shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com and make sure it's legible. And we are not. Oh, I almost forgot.
Uh-oh.
If you do not put in the names of the songs, we are not doing this for you.
Oh, God.
Do not put in 1, 5, 7, 13.
Zeus,
we're not doing that shit.
Thank you so much for bringing that up, you lazy fucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Please write it out.
Too lazy to do one like that. You think we are not, when we get like hundreds of these, we're going to fucking thumb through this and waste our time to do it?
No.
Sorry, you're not eligible.
If you want to do an abbreviation, if you want to write, you know, instead of I Stole Your Love, if you want to put ISYL or something like that, that's fine.
LG for Love Gun.
That's fine. But you're not doing, how many brackets did we get last year? Like, Zeus, look at this. I'm like, dude, please stop. You're not doing it.
We're not. And, oh, I won the prize. No, you didn't.
No, because your final four was a 3-2-1-4. I don't know what the fuck those songs are.
Yeah, I think it was. Was it Graham Richley that won it last year?
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Yep.
Well, we hope that you guys play along. Make sure you're on social media, posting this on Instagram, on Facebook, on Shout It Out Loudcasters group, on Twitter, retweeting it, putting the hashtag, getting as many people involved, sending this and sharing this with your friends, getting them to submit it. This works better when there are more people involved. We can't wait. We'll promote it. We'll talk about this. And we hope you guys will have some fun with this.
That's going to be great. We look forward to this every year. It's so much, ton of fun. And the best part of the early is it's like the real tournament. The best part are those early rounds when you're looking at upsets and seeing what songs are going to creep in there. So,
yeah. So, Tom, let's go to question of the week.
All right. We got a good one here. This comes from our buddy. We've read some of his questions before, but hey, you know what? We want questions from everybody, but you know, a good question is going to rise to the top here. So, our buddy from Boston, moving on, 2660850. He asks, if Gene or Paul had died in the 90s, do you think that the other of them would have put a version of Kiss back together like Bob Weir did with Dead & Company after Jerry Garcia passed away? Because after Jerry Garcia passed away, Bob Weir was very successful with Dead & Company. They toured the world, selling out stadiums.
And the reason why is because there was no other Grateful Dead touring. So right. If there's no other version of Kiss out there, yes, I think they would have.
You think they would have?
Absolutely. Gene or Paul? Paul's going to say, if this was Paul, Paul's like, I put my everything into this. I'm not going to give up this brand. This brand allows me to sell out places that I never would sell out. Gene, fuck that. For a buck, he'll do anything. Here's a picture of Paul Stanley's hologram gravesite on stage.
Rest in peace, Paul. Here's a cardboard cutout from when he was promoting Cool Ranch Doritos.
For $5,000, you too can accompany me while I come and piss on Paul's grave.
We found an old advertisement for when Paul was doing an ad for Diet Mr. Pibb. Everybody enjoy. I'm going to disagree with you here. If Gene passed away, Paul absolutely. If Paul passed away, I think Gene would have been like, toodaloo, motherfuckers, see you later, I'm done.
No.
Really?
He ain't giving up those trademarks and shit.
Okay.
Paul Stanley's plush graveside pillow.
Oh, come on, that's terrible. Fuck it off.
You too.
For $5,000, you can join me laying flowers at Paul's tombstone.
I'll save 10 spots. Each of you give me $15,000. You'll be engraved on Paul's gravestone.
Oh, God almighty. Jesus Christ. For $5,000, you can get a replica gravestone of Paul's.
For $50, I'll come and play Genghis Khan at Paul's funeral.
I can do it with bagpipes because I know it's a real solemn type of instrument. God almighty. Great question, buddy. We love you. Thank you for supporting the show.
Tom, where can people find us?
You can find us anywhere being positive and happy and spreading the good word of KISS. And that all starts at our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com, shoutitoutloudcast.com. You can find all of our episodes there, all of our rankings, everything's there. You can click on our Patreon link, our Amazon merch link, our shopping with Amazon link. Everything's there. You can message us directly from the website, as we mentioned earlier. You can comment on specific episodes, which is awesome, too. So that's the one-stop shopping is there. And, of course, our email, shoutoutloudcast@gmail.com. Please email us. We say it every week. We read every email. Sometimes we can't get to them all on the show, but please, we read them all. So please keep doing that. And, of course, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And, of course, our wonderful Patreon family. Thank you guys so much. Check us out on our website. You can click on the link or patreon.com. And we always like to say that we are a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network of great music shows.
Yeah, you can DM us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have close to 1,000 there, and hopefully we'll get there with your help. It helps us a lot when you subscribe. It moves us up the food chain. And also, we just released our album review crew, The Interviews. We just did our first episodes, our new sidecast, where we're going to look at all the albums we reviewed and get somebody from that album to talk about that album and a little bit about their career and what they're up to. We yeah. just did the first one, episode 25, Down to Earth, Graham Bonnet. And Graham had some Incredible story. Now, I love that album. That was my pick. Even so, even Tommy and Sonny came out of that interview and were like, holy shit, that was awesome.
It was great. Hilarious.
He was so charismatic, had so many great, interesting stories that he shared with us. You guys will love it. So it's now called the Album Review Crew, The Interviews. And that'll get popped out. Every once in a while, we'll get an interview. We're still doing the Album Review Crews. We're still doing the Zeppelin Chronicles. You'll see all these things coming out. And, of course, our Dorm Damage episodes, which you guys are starting to really appreciate. So we thank you for that. Also, you can give us one of those five-star child reviews on Apple, iTunes, on Facebook, on Spotify, Instagram, wherever you can give us reviews. That also helps us. It gets us in front of more eyes when you give us those reviews. It's a big help. And we actually got one, a five-star review on Apple iTunes. This is from Rudy Not Sarzo. Okay. It says, my favorite podcast. I discovered Shout It Out Loudcast a few months ago via an Eddie Trunk interview.
Awesome.
After one episode, I was immediately hooked. Now, fucking thank you, Rudy Not Sarzo. That's awesome. And I think that's what a lot of people find. Like, oh, what's this KISS podcast? And they find that they're aligned with us because we're pretty authentic, Tom. We don't fuck around. We tell it like it is. We have our fun. And we like to laugh on this show. Hopefully, you guys do too. And because of that, we found our little niche in the podcast community, and we hope you'll join us along for the ride. So please give us those five-star child reviews. The other way you can help us, obviously, Tom has already mentioned, join our Patreon family or go to our website and use our Amazon store. That's a big help to us. And finally, go get our merch. We have our new shirts up. We just put up our Led Zeppelin Chronicles t-shirt. That just went up. We're going to have some pretty funny, cool ones coming up, and we're going to show them and share them with you, too, on the merch store. So go to our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com, shoutitoutloudcast.com, and go under merch. If you want to, you know, peruse the website, you'll see rankings, you'll see photos of our friends, other podcasts, people that have been on a show, people with wearing our gear, all of that stuff is all over shoutitoutloudcast.com. And I like to leave the email as well, shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com, shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. Tom, what we like to do next is leave with famous last words. Do you have any?
Of course, always. She's so easy to please, and it doesn't take money. No, no. We can have a good time when the skies aren't sunny. Not Sunny Poony, sunny like the sun in the sky.
Oh, better not be that. Sometimes you gotta suffer for the pleasure that you seek. You're begging for an eye fill, but you only get a peek. Tom, thank you. Loudcasters, thank you. KISS Army, thank you.
Guys, you're the best. Thank you so much for everything, all the support. It's great. Looking forward to another fun KISS Madness tournament season. So let's everybody have some fun with this one. Zeus, as always, my friend, thank you.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into it here. Okay. Let's get into it. Okay. We always try to give our Patreons It's some kind of involvement in the show, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because we love them and they support the show. They're our most important fans. And we thought we'd reach out to them and be like, hey guys, you know, every year we try to name the brackets, you know, for the tournament. What a fucking mistake it was asking them this. Now, is it our own fault? Probably. I am going to read you some of the submissions here. Okay. Daniel Houston suggested that we name the regions the Bang Zone, Settle Down, Not a Handsome Man, and the 50-year-old Ticketmaster Experience. He wanted that one. Okay, here's a couple other good ones here. David Clark suggested that we name the brackets Cukes. King, the North Stars, and Flapjacks. Okay. Our buddy Jim Riley says, how about Fart Spray? Welcome new listeners. Using Chemicals or do.
Hey, how about Dr. Two, Stephen Huvane, Tom? Oh,
go ahead, read it.
Tomatoes, garlic, onions, and orange juice.
Dustin had a good one. How about naming the brackets Filet-O-Fish, Mellow Yellow, Paul's Pasta Sauce, and Ace's Missing Scotch Tape? Michael Murphy wanted Fake Ace, Cheater Chris, Greed Simmons, and Sinkin' Stanley. And then he also comes in with my personal favorite. The regions were going to be called Peter North, Lisa Sparks, Tom Byron, and Christy Canyon.
Oh, God. And let's end with this one. Jim okay. Riley's Flapjacks or Pancakes. Is that what he does? Throwing ropes in Mellow Yellow. Hey, Bruce Kulick, do you want to do our tournament this year? Yeah. The brackets are Flapjacks throwing rope in Lisa Sparks.
But see, that's why we settled on Gene, Paul, Ace, and Peter. But we did have to give a shout out to our patrons for their contributions. But I think we learned a lesson, and it's I guess it's our fault. We for a minute we tried to be serious with the Patreons, and it just didn't work.
Oh man.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.